Today's sharing the Dershim Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis. We're in the fifth volume of Mishneh Berurah, in the middle of Siman Tov Nun Aleph, dealing with the halachos of kashering utensils. And we had learned yesterday the Mechaber in Sif Tes, and we'll read that over quickly because we still have one or two Mishneh Berurahs to do. So we said yesterday, Sif Tes, we're starting on the bottom of Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, Hamagil Kodem Shoa Chamishis, if you're kashering on Erev Pesach before the Isser Min Derabbanan kicks in at the end of the fifth hour, so Yochol Lahagil Biyachad Kli Rishon Ukli Sheni VeKelim Shabalu Dover Muat VeNochoshish. You can kasher all sorts of utensils together. You don't have to worry that in the kasher you're going to make what was previously a Kli Sheni now a Kli Rishon, but you can just put them all into the Kli Rishon and kasher them all in the big pot. And the Rama adds his own opinion, Gam Kain im Magil Miktsas HaKli Shnei Pamim. And if you're doing part of the Kli, because the Kli doesn't fit in, and you're doing it in two steps, first you're doing the left side, then you're turning around doing the right side, that would be okay as well. The Mishneh Berurah in Siv Katan Nun Ches tells us, we don't have to be concerned about this, because we're going to learn these dinim, Mirtz Hashem, in the next Simen, Yisparo Lekamen in Simen Tov Nun Beis, why we don't have to be concerned. Now we go to Sif Yud. We just have to finish off that little bit. Sif Yud. Salim, you have baskets, shemolchim bohem abosar, that are used year-round to go and salt meat. So, yesh matzrichim lohem hagola, there are those that say that these baskets require hagola over here. They have to be kashered because there is salt inside. As the Mishneh Berurah explains, sivkot nuntes, kiven de'enu nizar kol hashonah b'melach mechametz, because the salt that you're salting the meat in these baskets might have pieces of chametz inside of it, because you're not careful necessarily or you're wrong not to have a little piece of chametz over there. And therefore, shema yosham ma'at chametz, maybe there was a little bit of chametz. V'kibel ha'kli tam ma'at, the salt pushed in a little bit of the chametz tam into the kli. And that's going to come out and give a chametz diketam on Pesach. So therefore, this opinion says, Yesh matzrichim lohem hagola. You have to go and do hagola. This is the tour in the name of the Avi Ezri, as you see in the Ber Hagola, Oskuf. Now, Yesh Mishacholik. The Mechaber tells us not everybody agrees to this over here, and he brings down in Sivkot and Samach, Dachazuke Isura lo Mechaskinon. The Mishneh Berurah says that we don't have to be concerned about this. He brings down in the Pri Chodesh and other Achronim that this is not a concern that the salt won't be able to really bring it out. Vinir and Dvar of the Mechaber says he passes like the second opinion, the more lenient opinion. The Rama adds over here and he says, V'tov lahagilon oliknos chadoshim. He says the best way to get around this is to do hagolah. If you do hagolah, then mimonoshach, it's going to be okay. Or even better, go and buy yourself new utensils and don't use the same utensils that used for chametz tikkah stuff, as we pointed out many times. Bizmanenu, nowadays, when Baruch Hashem, it's so easy to do so, it's much easier to get around some of these kashas by just purchasing a new utensil for your Pesach usage. The Mishneh Berurah in Sivkot and Saf Aleph tells us that it's preferable to do hagolah in this situation rather than rely upon the lenient opinion. He says, and you can do this hagala, i.e. the iru bi kli rishon. You don't have to do a full hagala into the kli rishon. You can just pour from a boiling hot kli rishon onto the item, and that would be good as well. He brings us down the name of the Pri Chodosh in O Samach Aleph in the Shaar HaTzion. Then he says, even though we're going to learn him Yetz Hashem in an upcoming shiur soon in the Rama over there, Bahagor, the Lo Mahani Lohen Hagola, that not everybody agrees that Hagola is good. Nevertheless, Hainu Mishum, the Shom Mayre, Shemishtam Shebehem Chomets Kol Hashana. In that situation where the Rama says it's no good, according to certain opinions, that's because they use it with Chomets all year round. And it's certainly likely, umatsui, shemizdabek banitzorim, peruri chametz. It's highly likely in Sif Yudches over there that we're dealing with chametz that's going to be attached to the boards that we're talking about, as opposed to in our basket over here, mash'ein kein bazeh. There's low likelihood, if any likelihood, that there'll be little pieces of chametz that pushed in their taste into the sal via the salt. Now, the Mishneh tells us this din lechatchila, you should do hagola. However, avo b'di'evet, if you didn't do hagola and then you did something on Pesach with this sal, af im lo higilon umolach ben basav Pesach, if you didn't do hagola and now use this sal and you did malicha in this sal, the meat that is salted, mutu lechol habosar on Pesach, you can eat this meat. Afilu im yadua lo shenivla chametz besalim aydim licha. Even if you know that there was chametz in there during the year, and therefore there is blios of chametz in this basket, that's the reason why you're allowed to use it. Nevertheless, b'di'evet, mitnei she'en ha'melech maflit masha b'lua b'soch ha'kli. Because while the salt can push in the taste of the chametz, the salt won't pull it out. So b'di'evet, you can rely upon this. Lechatchila, you should do hagola. Alternatively, we said in the Ramah, you should buy new utensils. The Mishneh Berurah explains in Sivkot and Samach Beis, Pirush, im iev shor lagilin, if you can't do hagala, lefi sheish bangumos, in a situation where you can't do hagala, then you must buy new kelim chadoshim to use them on Pesach. Now we go to Sif Yud Aleph. The Mechaber writes, a machabas, a frying pan, shemetagnin ba, the you're going to go and fry in it, Ramah says pirush, sheyotskim ba shemen lefo. So you're going to put oil in this frying pan. We'll see, it's lavdafa oil, according to most. It's also, if you put fat, grease in there, that's shuman, not shemen, but there will be those that will say it only applies to shemen and not shuman, as we'll see. So if you have a frying pan that's normally used with oil, so then muteris b'hagolah. When you want to kasher this frying pan, you'd be able to kasher it just with hagolah. We don't consider this frying pan directly on the fire, even though it is, because there's the layer of oil that separates it, so to say, from the fire, and therefore the items that are cooked in there, the chametz that you're cooking in this frying pan, you're making a waffle in this frying pan, so it can be kashered by hagolah and not by libun. That's what the Mechaber is telling us over here. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Samach Gimel, the Dafko Bitanur Shenefer Bo HaChometz B'Limashke Tzorech Libun. When you're cooking something directly on the fire without water or any intermediary like oil, then the only way to kasher it is Libun, because it went in directly with fire. The only way it can come out is directly with fire. Avaloha Machabas. But the frying pan is different. Why? The lo chayshina. We don't have to be concerned, maybe, that when you started frying the oil got all burnt up, and now you're really frying the item directly on the pan, directly on the fire. You don't have to be concerned. The lo chayshina shemon is yabesh hashemon, that the oil dried up, v'chomitz nefe below mashke, and the chomitz was cooked or roasted, baked over here directly on the fire, i.e. directly on the fire, frying pan directly on the fire. Ela afilum nisraf, even if the oil did get burned up, the nidbak ledofen amachabas, and the waffle that you're cooking, the chametzdika item, the French toast that you're making on the frying pan is actually touching the frying pan and not the oil, because the oil all got burned up. Nevertheless, we can say, adayin yesh lachluchis mashke shom. There still is a residual liquidy type of a base over there on the frying pan that makes this not cooled directly on the fire, but makes it be cooking with water or oil on the fire, and therefore this is allowed to have kashering with hagolah, and you don't require liban. And the Mishnah Berurah adds, the same thing would apply with a utensil of metal, that you're cooking on it, even though sometimes at the bottom of the pan it's all caked on, the burnt leftovers at the bottom of the pan are caked on, and there's nothing between them, there's no liquid between them and the pan, nevertheless we consider this still as it was cooked in water or oil, and therefore hagolah is good, and you don't require libun. Of course, you have to scrape off any mamoshes that's left on the bottom before you can do the hagolah. The issue footnote number 54 brings down the av shechelko hachitzon shalamayachol nisraf v'yisyavish. Hey, you look at it. It's in the frying pan, and it's burnt. The part that's touching the frying pan is burnt, so there was no oil over there. So the Shulchan Aruch HaRav brings down, in the name of the Rosh, the bottom line is, inside of it, there is still liquid, and therefore it is considered over here that it was cooked with water or oil and not directly on the fire. The Chazon Ish adds over here, in the words of the Rosh, the part that wasn't burnt over here, mavliya eslachluchosiv, it absorbs some of the oil and spreads it even to the part that was burnt, and therefore, halachically, we consider this over here that it was cooked in water or oil and not directly on the fire. The issue footnote number 55 brings down the chain sear marok. If you have some sort of a gravy or a soup over here, shemvashlim bo lufomim pesisim vidaisa, that you add to it over here pieces over here of chametz or porridge of some sort, real chametz. Shebesof bishulam yaveshim heim mipnei shelo nisharu mayim basir. And at the end of the cooking, you see that all the water or the oil is gone and it's attached to the bottom over here. Nevertheless, Rav Yashiv Zatzal in this situation brings down Ev Sholach Shiro Aide Hagolah. Hagolah still works in this situation because there was enough lichluchis left over here inside. And certainly, if this isn't always the way that it's done, but only sometimes does this happen, so then you can rely upon this and kasher it with Hagolah. Back to what the Ramah said, that there is oil over here in this kli. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Samach Dalet explains, V'uadin Shuman. As I pointed out, it says Shemen over here. The Mishnah Berurah points out the same halach would apply with Shuman as well. He brings us down the name of the Morgan Avram and the Graz and the Chai Adam in Os Samach Zayin in the Sharat Zion. But he brings down there are others, and you can see this in Osamaches in the Shaar HaTzion. This is the opinion of the Prima Gadim, understanding various earlier commentaries. But in any event, the Mishnah Berurah says, according to this opinion, this din only applies to shemen and not with shuman. The shuman is considered part of the meat. And therefore, it's like you're cooking meat directly on the pan, directly on the fire, without any oil or water intermediary, and you would require liban gomer. However, but the majority of the poskim don't seem to understand it this way, and they would say shemen or shuman would allow you to only have to do hagola and not libun. The Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Samaches says muteres b'hagola. According to this lenient opinion, you'd be allowed to do hagola. The Mishnah Berurah says hatam kanal, as we've already explained, the reasoning is shari ofen bo im mashke, because you're baking it over here with the liquid, i.e. the oil, and it's not directly on the fire. And therefore, mali shuman o mayim. What difference does it make whether it's shuman, fat from the animal, o mayim, or water, or anything else? How much do you actually have over there to be considered that there is oil or water over there? So, Dishu footnote number 56 brings down the shear of the mashka hanitzvach kidei lahachshiv sakli kamish lo boles tama maichel idea are, in order that it should not be considered cooking directly on the fire. So he brings down from the Shulchan Aruch Harav, you need to have over here kemos shemen sha'isa rocheshes bo, enough oil that the dough moves, so to say. The dough is not solidified. It moves a little bit because there's enough oil there to make it a little bit movable. Then that's considered frying and not baking directly on the fire. The Kaf HaChaim brings down the shear is shamashke b'shear shal tofeach amanas latviach. There's to be enough oil there that if you put your finger on it, obviously not when it's hot, you put your finger on it and you put your finger away, you would then touch something, some oil would go onto the thing that you touch. So it's enough liquid there that if you put your finger on it, you could transfer some liquid over it. That's called, that there's enough liquid there to call it frying and not baking directly on the fire. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, Avol ho agonos, if you have certain types of basins or utensils, sha'ofen bo ugos ba'en, that you go over here and you bake cookies directly on these baking utensils, or avshemoshen tachto bishuman, and you have over there some grease, some oil, you fat over there, or shemen or oil itself, or chema or margarine or butter, if it's milchik, for example, it could go formis. What is this formis? So he brings down, these are defuse afia, these are various types of utensils that have a form to them, so your cookies will be round. Sha'ofen bo treten, that you make over here something called treten, which is ugos mimulos, these are filled pies or cookies. O bekin kuchen, these are tavnios lafias ugos, these are some sort of forms again that you can bake certain cakes or cookies in certain shapes. All of these, even though there's a little bit of oil or butter or grease at the bottom, tzrichin libo medina, they require lechatchila to do libun on them. And the same thing applies with something called the chain haskveret does, which in the Tirgum number 5, he says, is a type of frying pan, shepa'amin mechamin behen subin lechola, that they were used to go and cook some sort of bran for sick people to take. All of these, tzrichin libun medina, all of these would require you to do libun, L'chatchila, that is the halacha. He brings down over here in Deir Shu footnote number 57, what about Teflon? So he says, Teflon shetignu ba below shemen o shamash. And if you use Teflon without any oil, and the whole idea of Teflon is it won't stick, so you don't need the oil. So Yashiv Zatzal brings down, you can't kasha that. You got a problem over here. Because you can't use hagolah because it absorbed without mashke or shemen. So therefore, you need libun. But you can't do libun because that will rule the Teflon finish. He says you're stuck in this situation. You can't kasha such a pan. Now, that din that we brought down over here, that you must use libun, so the Mishnah Berurah in the Shaar HaTzion, Os Ayin Aleph, tells us that's the opinion of the Chayyodim. And it goes according to the poskim that say, Dazlinen abosur miyo tashmishon, that you're required to go even after the minority usage of a utensil to go and kasher it. However, the issue footnote number 58 reminds us, Legabe hachshores sakinim, in regards to knives, that we brought down previously, Yakula, that they don't require libun, and it would be adequate to do hagola, because you can be mitzaref over here, the opinion that the chometz is nechshav blios heter. We had the whole idea of hetero bala, so you can count upon that opinion, even though we may not paskin like it lechachila. When you combine it over here, that you can go by the rov tashmisho, and not you have to be concerned with the minority tashmish, and you combine that with heter bala. So then he says you could be makel over here by nice to do hagola and not have to require libun. Back to the Mechaber, who says, V'imi yaruka, if this frying pan is a long frying pan and it won't fit into your kli rishon to do hagola, which we said is okay, so mesim chetzya, put in half of it first into the large kli rishon, then you kashered that half, v'hofech od, then turn it around, u'mesim chetz achet, then put in the other half, and this way you'll kasher it in two steps, that's perfectly fine. What happens if it's even too big that you can't do the middle that way? You can do each end, but you can't do the middle. No way to get the middle into the large kli rishon. Then he aruka b'yoser, then milab no b'yemtza. Then you have to do libun in the middle, but you could do hagola on the two ends. And the Ramah adds, this libun over here that we say is acceptable, ubelibun kaldu, this could even be the lower form, libun kal, that shekash nisraf olav sagile, that if you just put a piece of kash, a straw on the other side, it would light up, it would go into flames, so then that lower level of libun is acceptable. You don't have to have that the sparks come flying off it, the libun gomer. The Ramah adds, v'yesh machmirin lelabein hamachvas. There are those that say, no, you must use libun on this frying pan. Ach, the libun kaldu, but libun kal, not, you don't have to do libun gomer, according to this machmir opinion. He says there are more on his own that the opinion that says you have to do libun would be acceptable with libun kal and not the libun gomer. How do we paskin? The Ramah says, ideally, you should do libun to get around any questions. However, he says, miu, bottom line, after the fact, sagi lo b'hagola im ein bo gumos. If you did hagola, it would be acceptable as long as there aren't any gumos where you would have a problem with hagola in any event. So he brings us down from the Aribe Rav that this would be good. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Samach Vav says, the Lefamim Nisyabesh Hashuman, the reason why he's machmir over here that you should do Libun Kal, is because sometimes the oil does get all dried up, as we pointed out, V'yisah Nefes Be'en Ala Machbas. And in that situation, you're actually cooking directly on the fire. The issue footnote number 59 brings down, what about a Cholin pot? So you have chametz, the barley, in the cholin pot. So Rabbi Yashiv says, in this situation, afim eino misyavesh el lefamim, even if sometimes you only have caked on the bottom, the cholin is caked to the walls, mikomokom roi lechachila achshira aydei libun kal. You definitely should try to, if you're going to kasher a cholin pot, which may not be advisable, you should buy a pot separate for Pesach, but if you have to kasher it, you should definitely do libun. On the other hand, he brings down for Renis and Karolitz, Zatzal, shekivin sha maichel eino misyavesh bo legamre el lefamim. Since not every time that you burn the cholin and there's a little cholin left stuck to the bottom, as long as you remove, of course, the mamashes over there, it will be adequate to do hagola. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Samach Zayin says, however, miu sagile, it would be acceptable over here to do hagola. Rotz Lomar, the Mishnah Berurah says, midina, that is the halacha that you could use liban over here. And Dirshu foot number 60 explains, v'af l'hagil machbas bas yoma be'erev Pesach, you could even do this on Erev Pesach, when it's still a ben yoma. The Chazon Ish says, mutu medina shekod zman iser. As long as it's before the zman iser, the chametz is not aser, you could do this hagola on that. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, ubefri chodesh mitzadi de medina soch libun. He disagrees and says, you must do libun, ayin sham, and he says as well, v'ayin in the bir halacha. If you look in the bir halacha, dibra maskul muteres b'hagola, he brings down that this machmir position is the position of the chayi adam. Shekosav there rishonazu b'shem yesh omrim. That's the yesh omrim over here that says that you should be machmir, and that rov of the poskim say that you should do libun. However, the Mishnah Berurah himself, the Chofetz Chaim says, lo nehira klal, I don't understand this, and he goes through a long arichus over here, ayin in the rest of this bir halacha, which he concludes, and he says, all the way on page 80, and he says, Akoponim rov aposkin sfirul hakel. He says, in his opinion, most of them aposkin say you can be makel over here, and certainly with the evid, bevadi sagi bagola. If you did hagola and then you cooked something on it for Pesach and you asked the rav, certainly you can be makel after the fact for sure. We'll start few days with the Mechaber writing, Kol akelim tzorich lahagil yidosem kimosar. Whenever you're going to kasher a utensil, you ideally should kasher the handle as well, not just the pot where the actual item of food was put. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Nusam of Ches, Mishum ken hishtamesh chometz begufakli, because when you're cooking over here bechamin with hot item inside the utensil, amrinu, we say, the holich habliyah b'chulo, the blios, the absorption, spread out throughout the kli, including going into the handle. However, if this was the only reason, then the halacha wouldn't be this way, except for metal utensils, because only by metal do we say that the heat goes throughout the utensil. By metal, you try to pick up the handle of a pot that is metal, that is on the fire, you're going to burn your hand, Rachmana Litzlan, because the heat goes throughout. But that's only true for metal. That wouldn't be true for wood or something else. So therefore, if this was the only reason, then it would only apply to metal. He said, he said it applies to all utensils. Mashma, this includes the af, kli cheres u'kliyetz. This would include earthenware and wood. And the Mordechai says, I think the dates parur means a pine type of a wood. So that also requires hagala on the handles. Therefore, the chayshin and old shemo kibel ayad is a pam chometz ayde kli rishon kishadicha oso besochul lenakos mizuhama. He says the reason why you have to clean the handle is not because it got transferred through, because maybe the actual chometz touched on the handle as well. Ubemachavas ayde nitzotzos, or maybe that it's some sort of on the frying pan the nitzotzos over here flew off from the cooked dish shenitas lo migufa kli, and therefore the handle actually absorbed chometz itself. Rav Oldenburg points out that all of the Shaar HaTzion here are messed up. Look at the asterisks at the bottom. With this, we conclude today's shiur.